Maybe. Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board. Today is September 20th, 2017. It's 1:30 p.m. And we are in the Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway. We have one item on the agenda today, which is proposed initiative 2017-2018, number 53. And if the proponents could come forward and identify yourselves at the podium.
Steve Kerbell, proponent.
Good afternoon. DK Williams, proponent.
And if you could just start out, if you want to tell us what you believe the single subject of your measure is.
The single subject is, we determined it last time, I'm trying to remember what it was. Basically, should the state of Colorado amend the Colorado revised statutes to make it so that any fines, forfeitures, or penalties are payable first to victims, and if there's no victim, to charities.
Okay, and can you tell us how this is different? Well, let me first ask, did you withdraw the one from last time?
We did. Actually, you pointed out that we had an omission in the last one.
Okay.
Basically, you might remember discussing it. It's basically that we forgot to put in the fact that the person giving to charity couldn't have an interest in it if it was split between victims and the access to charity. So you pointed that out, and we felt that that was an omission. So we withdrew the other one, and we resubmitted it with that correction.
Okay. And I'm just asking because we have to set questions that are substantially different enough in case they both end up on the ballot at the same time. So
okay.
All right. So that's essentially the change that you made in the language.
That was it.
Okay.
And we did withdraw the other one.
Okay. And does anyone on the board have any questions about the single subject? No. All right.
No.
And is there anyone signed up to testify? I don't think there is, but okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Any discussion on single subject?
No. Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 53 constitutes a single subject, and we proceed to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So that takes us to the language, and have you all seen the staff draft?
We have.
Can you go up to the mic and just let me know if you have any objections or suggestions to what is in the staff draft?
We have. We're perfectly fine with it.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions of the proponents on the language in the measure? Or?
I just want to make sure I'm clear. So other than adding in the language about about the individual ordered to pay the financial penalty having no financial self-interest, which appears to have been added in many, if not all, of the sections, and then reordering the sections, was there any other change that was made?
No.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any questions.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think that the only question I have on the title is whether or not, in light of the changes, that it's consistent in the measure now that the person paying the financial penalty can't have a financial interest in a charity to which it's donated, whether or not we need to include any language in the title to specify that, whether that's major enough of an issue, or there might be an easier way without spelling it all out just to talk about an eligible charity, because it also has to meet other requirements. I think it has to be a registered and legitimate charity, and whether or not we could just say allocated to an eligible charity, and that I think would cover both the requirements as well as the person's lack of financial self-interest.
Yeah. I like that because, I mean, it's much like what we do when we say, you know, subject to certain requirements or something like that. It tells the voter that if they have any questions about the eligibility, that they can go look at the language in the initiative. And I think that that would probably be a good addition.
I like it as well.
And Stevens put it up on the board, and that's what I would suggest.
Proponents have any objection to that or comment about that?
No objection.
Okay.
Then I would move the change that appears on line 3.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I don't have any other changes.
So the only other thing I thought of is maybe in the first line, instead of just saying a financial penalty, to say all financial penalties, including fines or forfeitures.
From a drafting perspective, whether you have, you know, singular or plural, I don't know that it much matters. I don't know if the proponents have a feeling one way or the other. If we do that,
I was thinking of not changing any of the rest, just leaving the rest in the singular. And I'm not totally wed to this. I just, when reading through it, I thought, is this referring to just a single penalty? How is this going to apply? You know, I thought of doing any financial penalty. And again, not a big deal, but.
You just think it might imply that
it's only
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think any financial penalty might be better because then we don't have to do the plural downstream. I don't know.
True.
I'm fine with any.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I like that.
You want to move it?
I move that we make the change reflected in line 1.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I didn't have anything else?
All right. Let me go ahead and read the question into the record. So this would read, a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes requiring any financial penalty, including a fine or forfeiture imposed by a government entity, to be allocated first to the victim of the offense, if any, with the remainder of the financial penalty allocated to an eligible charity designated by the person paying the financial penalty rather than being retained by the government entity.
I would move the language as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And that is the only item on our agenda. And so the time is 1:40. Very quick title board. And we are adjourned.